Dr. Mark Long, president of Mount Marty University. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeff. How are you?
I am well. Just the other day, we were wrapping up the school year. Hope you had a good summer.
Yeah, I did. It went quickly, but yeah.
What was the highlight?
Gee, I think just like spending time with family. Didn't travel much this year. We're slowly moving to our farm, which is south of Omaha. And so, it was just sort of a busy summer, but just got to spend a lot of time with my wife and kids, which was good.
That is good. And in case people forgot, you are going towards retirement.
I am.
And that will happen at the end of the year.
Yep.
So from now until then, business as usual, and I'm sure there's a lot on your plate.
Yeah, there is. I'm not involved in the search for the new president. You know, the board and the search committee are doing that. I'm focused on making Mount Marty the best it can possibly be this semester. And so really nothing has changed. In fact, anything, I had a staff member ask me not too long ago. He's like most people thought you'd be slacking off, but you're actually getting more focused and intense. And I'm like, yeah, there's a lot of things to get done in the next 4 months.
I'm going to guess it's because you truly, deeply, sincerely care.
I really do.
Yeah, I know you
do. And being around students again, seeing them on campus, and I had this conversation with another group of folks. We were talking about just challenges that we have, building, maintenance, repair. You know, I could go through a whole list of what college and university administrators talk about, but we saw three freshmen and new students come out of a residence hall. And I said, you know, we talk about all these issues and problems, but I said, aren't we blessed to be in a profession where we get to touch the future? And those three young people coming out of that residence hall, what we are doing here now impacts their life for the next 60 years. And really, that is the beauty of doing what we do at any university, but specifically Mount Marty with our Benedictine values. It has been it's been a blessing for me, certainly.
And you've been here long enough where you can see the people that have graduated, that have gone out in the world, that are currently impacting it, and that's got to be pretty pleasing.
You know, I just had a conversation. It is, without a doubt. I just had a LinkedIn conversation with a former student of mine. So for a few years, 3 or 4 or 5 years ago, I taught some political science classes. And one of the classes I had was state government. And one of the graduates from that, based on many reasons, but partially a conversation I had with her, chose to go on to graduate school. And she's now graduated from a graduate program, and she got a fantastic first job. And so it just happened to pop up on LinkedIn, you know, what she was doing. And I just sort of stopped everything, and I just wanted to send her a note and say congratulations, because literally the world is this young woman's oyster. She can do whatever she wants to do, whatever she puts her mind to it. And seeing that she has those foundational values and got her start at Mount Marty, just fantastic.
I want to get to the start of school and mission day the other day, but let me ask quick, you mentioned a search. Is there a date in mind they hope to have a name out there of who will follow you?
I don't know that there is a specific date in mind. I'm sort of hoping this fall, you know, around Lancer Days and other times that hopefully we will have a name to share, because I think it would be good for the new president to be around for events and activities at some time this fall. But like I've told the board, I'm happy to be here through December 31st. But these searches are never cut and dried in terms of timeline and what happens. And so I don't have anything on the other side of it. So if they need me to stay around a little longer, I'm willing to do that. But hopefully, I think by the middle toward the end of the fall, we ought to have, hopefully, God willing, a new president named.
Nothing more important than getting it right.
That's exactly right. And getting the right person who has the right abilities, but also understands this community, our values at Mount Marty, so important.
Mission day, how did it go?
Yeah, really well. You know, it's for people who don't know, and for, I don't know, it hasn't been a complete decade, but it's probably been pretty close to that. The first day of school, we don't really go to class. And now our Watertown campus actually starts class on Monday night. But for most of that first day, we are together. And we start with Mass. So we had 450 people in Bishop Marty Chapel for Mass. And then we eat together. And so we pray together, we eat together, and then we go out and serve the Yankton community together. And so dozens of sites welcomed our students who did a lot of good work, more than 1,000 hours in the Yankton community. And really, it's part of our value, right? Hospitality. It's also the great commandment, you know, love God with all your heart and your neighbor as yourself. And so it was a very clear message to our students, as it is every year, that our community is really important to us. And for the next 4 years, Yankton is their community. And so it's an obligation they have to be active and understand the needs in our community and be a part of it. And so it's a great message, and they just embrace it. They are fantastic young men and women who just do an amazing job with embracing it, and did a lot of good work.
And the numbers are good?
Yeah. So this is actually, we're taking a big breath kind of year. So enrollment is flat. The last 8 consecutive years until this one, we've had an enrollment increase. Sometimes that was pretty significant. This year we're going to be flat. We actually had 7 fewer students than we did last fall, our first day enrollment. But that's okay, and we can see where that happened. We actually had a big graduating class of our nurse practitioner students, and so we didn't fully replace them. And so we understand why that is. I think this we have an opportunity with new leadership in nursing. Dr. Danielle Parati is our new Vice President for Health Affairs and Chief Nursing Officer. She's sort of getting in and looking and seeing what makes sense. We have this fantastic new relationship with Avera. And so I've just said this is sort of, we're taking a big deep breath in 2025, 2026. We have a change in my position, and I think we'll get all those building blocks in place for continued significant growth in the future. I would love to see Mount Marty at some point in the future have 1,200 students, but we're just knocking on that door of 1,000.
Well, we sure look forward to talking with a lot of good people on Mount Marty Wednesdays throughout this year. And if this is our last radio conversation, I don't know, it might be, but thank you. It has been a joy to get to know you, to visit with you, and to see your passion for Mount Marty.
Thank you, Jeff. I appreciate everything you and KYNT have done for Mount Marty over the years. It really, truly is a partnership. It really exemplifies that core value of community. And I just want to say thank you to everybody in the Yankton community for supporting Mount Marty and supporting Lisa and me, as we have enjoyed our time here tremendously.